Are you a people pleaser or a boundary setter? It all comes down to how you use two very simple words, yes and no. I tend to be a people pleaser, but I'm working on being a better boundary setter. Before you fall into that people pleaser cycle, just say no. I know, easier said than done, so let's unpack it a bit. Whether you say yes to avoid conflict or because you are a perpetual people pleaser, over time, others will not respect your boundaries and continue to take advantage of your good nature. This can happen in both work and personal relationships. Eventually, saying yes to so many people in your life will leave you feeling disrespected and burnt out. The pitch challenge today, say no to someone or something today. It's a baby step as we move along this journey of honesty and boundary setting. Maybe you say no to an invitation to be on a committee or no to a night out with friends. Perhaps you say no to yourself, like no dessert tonight or no binge streaming your favorite TV series. Pick something to say no to, but not just to say no, to gain back more time, to feel rested and productive, to get more done of what is most important to you. No is a highly empowering word, and the more you practice using it, the stronger you will become.